Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Career Talk with Holly Bunn. I am your host, Holly Bunn, and Career Talk is a place where we can talk about how to manage your job search and career successfully, because the job search can be tough, and I am here to help you through that process and make it just a little easier. For those of you who don't know me, I am a resume writer, a LinkedIn profile writer, and a career coach through my business, Ms. Resume Help. I've worked for some of the largest staffing companies in the world, designing and implementing recruiting strategies, and I worked directly with recruiters and hiring managers. And I've been in the staffing industry for about 20 years or so, and I have learned a thing or two about how to get hired and land the job of your dreams. And I'm here to share just a little bit of that knowledge with you. At the end of the show, I'll be giving you one of my best career tips, so stay tuned for that. So let's just jump right into the show. If you missed the last show, last week we talked about how to ace the face-to-face interview. You can listen to that show on the archives. That is episode 11 on blogtalkradio.com/Holly Bunn. Or you can read the show notes on my blog at msresumehelp.wordpress.com. Or you can follow me on LinkedIn to see my latest post-show. I want to take a moment to say hello and thank you for those who have listened to the show and have visited the blog. If you're outside of the United States, hello Canada, hello India. Last week, we had listeners and visitors to the blog from 28 countries again. So a special hello to new listeners and new visitors from Australia. I've seen an increase in the number of visitors and listeners from Australia, so hello and thank you for listening. Today is Sunday for you, so thank you for tuning in. And a special hello to new listeners from Latvia, Kazakhstan, Luxembourg, and Pakistan. So today's show is about what to do with your LinkedIn profile. You've created a profile, now what do you do? I've talked about how to create a LinkedIn profile on previous shows. That's episode 2 and episode 6 if you're listening out there and you can go to the archives. What's different about today's show is that I will reveal your activities and your behavior that you should have every day now that your profile is created so that you can get on your contacts and your network's radar when they're looking for people. For anyone who doesn't know what LinkedIn is, I'll just go ahead if you're new to social media or if you're not quite sure what the heck is LinkedIn in the first place. It is a social media platform for professionals to connect. Most people connect with the intention of doing business together on LinkedIn or to get hired or hire someone on LinkedIn. That's the majority of the activity on LinkedIn. So think of it like Facebook, but not Facebook. It's kind of the Facebook for the business world. LinkedIn is the HubSpot for building relationships to achieve goals and also the number one place where businesses go to look for people to hire before they even post a job. Refer to episode 6 of my show archives to find out more about LinkedIn profiles and how to create it and how to connect with folks. So today's show assume that you have listened to episodes 2 and 6 because I've mentioned them already about 3 or 4 times. So if you're listening to the recording of this show, I want you to hit pause at this point, and I want you to go back to listen to episodes 2 and 6 and complete some of those activities and then come back and listen to this episode. You'll be in a better position when you return. So now that you have a LinkedIn profile, what do you do next? So here are my top 5 activities that you should be employing every day on LinkedIn. First, I want to say a rule of thumb on LinkedIn is that you should spend at least 15 minutes a day on LinkedIn. I know that may sound like a lot, hey, folks, you spend an hour or so on average on Facebook. You know, decrease that time and spend 15 minutes on LinkedIn. Why? Because think of it like this. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. Be seen and visible to your network on LinkedIn. By being visible on LinkedIn, this will increase your odds of being found in the search results. So you get out of LinkedIn what you put into LinkedIn. If you put in a little effort, you're going to see a little result with LinkedIn. If you put in a lot of effort or big effort, you're going to get a lot of results and big results. So invest the time. You're worth it. Your career is worth it. Your future is worth 15 minutes a day. So what do you do in those 15 minutes? There's a number of things. Okay. First, when you log on to LinkedIn, I want you to check for new messages or notifications at least twice a day. This takes seconds, okay? It doesn't take a long time. Log in, look in, see if you see a little red number next to the little envelope for messages or the little person for notifications. If you're in the app, you'll see when you log on, you'll see those new notifications with a little orange number if you're on an Android. And if you're on the desktop version, it's red. It's even faster to see this on the desktop version. So create a shortcut, you know, kind of like the shortcut you created for Facebook, create one for LinkedIn as a way to stay connected with your network. So that's it. Check for new messages and notifications. And you want to do this because someone has sent you a message about a job or an opportunity or a business opportunity. You want to reply as soon as possible. You don't want to wait until that message has aged a couple of days and say, whoops, my bad, I don't log on to LinkedIn a lot. Well, now that's an excuse. You log on for 15 minutes a day. I suggest twice a day if you can do it. Optimal twice a day. Once in the morning or at lunchtime, either one. And once just before you quit your workday. Okay, why? So if you're in the job market, time is of the essence. Okay, you want to check those messages often and reply and respond as soon as an employer sends you that message because you want to hit it while the iron is hot. Do not rely on email notifications to alert you when someone has sent you a message or there's new activity on LinkedIn because emails can get mixed up in your inbox and get lost. So don't leave it chance. Check for messages the first thing you get in. Second, I want you to consider posting status updates at least 2 to 3 times a week, ideally every other day. Okay? But start off in baby steps if you haven't done anything on LinkedIn before. Post a status update 2 to 3 times per week. Status updates can range from news articles that you found, blog posts that you like, motivational memes or photos, you know, with motivational messages. Keep the inspirational and the religious messages and the politics out of your profile. Leave that for Facebook. You can do funny business-related photos or memes. There's a recruiter one that is so funny that I posted on my Facebook page, so go look for that. It's really funny about filling out job applications. An actual status that you can post about job search, doing business, anything that you would kind of say about your professional status or your professional job search status, put it out there and make it useful and interesting, okay? You can even write a blog post on LinkedIn, okay? Now they have a post feature where you can, you know, blog your own thoughts about things so that you can establish yourself as a thought leader, okay? And tip, here's a good tip. You can even share your other connection status updates or their articles or their posts or pictures. This is a nice rule of etiquette and exchange on LinkedIn. It gets you visible in your connections network, and it's not a nice kind of exchange. And before you share their stuff, give them a like while you're at it. Like the content and then share it to your profile. Or even better yet, comment and say, great tip, great picture. I'm going to share this to my profile. It shows people that you are open to sharing information and sharing ideas and helping someone. And people love to help someone who's willing to help someone else, okay? So the best days to post on LinkedIn Monday mornings between 8:30 and 9:30 to catch people at the beginning of their day, especially employers who are hiring. They look at the beginning of their day on LinkedIn for messages and updates, kind of like I'm telling you to do. Friday mornings before 8:30 and 9:30, because Fridays are very busy posting days for a lot of employers who are hiring. So they're always on LinkedIn on Fridays as well. And then any day, Monday through Friday, around quitting time. So if your quitting time is like around 5 o'clock, between 5 and 5:30, you should post that status update to catch people either sitting in traffic, they're standing in line, they're getting ready to check out before they leave, they're checking LinkedIn. Use sites like Buffer and Hootsuite to help you with this process and schedule posts so that it doesn't become so cumbersome. They're great tools to use. So next, consider asking for, giving, and thanking connections for endorsements. Endorsements are different from recommendations. So endorsements are the skills that you have on your LinkedIn profile and people skills and kind of verify that you have those skills. So according to LinkedIn, the official definition of an endorsement is a way to recognize your first-degree connections skill set with one click. They also let your connections validate your strengths found on your own profile. Why? Because skill endorsements are a simple and effective way to get engaged in your network, to validate your peers or your counterparts' skills. And again, people love helping people that help others, okay? So I want you to take a note about endorsements. Make sure you thank people for endorsing you. A simple message that says thank you for the endorsement is great. It really is really nice, and I know that can be cumbersome, but try to thank people for endorsing you, even if it's a day or two later, but thank them for the skill endorsement. So recruiters use endorsements, and I've done a survey about this, and what they told me is that some of them use endorsements as a way to validate a skill set that you're claiming on your resume. So if a large number of people have endorsed you for a skill set, chances are you actually have that skill set that you're claiming on your resume. So I have a resume tip at the end of that, at the end of the show around endorsements, so stay tuned for that on my career tips. Fourth, I want you to use the LinkedIn jobs feature to look for open jobs while you're on LinkedIn in that 15 minutes. LinkedIn does a nice job of suggesting jobs to you on every page in the side banner. So you can always find some kind of suggestion. This job might be good for you. You can also go to the jobs tab, which is on the top of the menu items where you have the home button, you have your profile, and then there's a jobs tab. To go in there, you can do a job search. You can save your searches. You can save jobs that you want to apply for and save your applications, okay? So if you apply for a job on LinkedIn, it's going to save that in your history on LinkedIn. LinkedIn, I want to make a special note here that LinkedIn allows you to use your profile to apply for jobs. I know you'll be tempted to click that apply with my LinkedIn profile button because it's a faster way to apply for your job. However, do not use your LinkedIn profile to apply for a job because you should be using a tailored resume to apply for a job. Otherwise, you are probably wasting your time. Resumes have to be tailored for the job that you're applying for. Anyone who has been my client or if you listen to previous shows, I've said this over and over and over again. It increases your odds of getting found by the resume tracking system. So go to the job application and upload your tailored resume for the job and bypass the apply with your LinkedIn profile link, okay? Because if you wonder why you haven't been getting responses, this could be one of the reasons. Now you know why. If you're using your LinkedIn profile or the one-size-fits-all resume, you're wasting opportunities if you're not tailoring your resume. So special note, too, about the jobs tab, please note that employers can't see your activity. They cannot see you apply for a job. They cannot see you save jobs or anything like that. That activity on the jobs menu is completely confidential. So you can rest assured that if you're in your job search and you're employed, your employer can't see that information. Okay, and then the fifth thing, I've said this before in episodes 2 and 6, you want to make connections with your network and grow your network every day. Even I do this every day. You want to make at least 10 connections per day. And the way you do this is you start with people that are close to you and people you know, maybe from work, high school, college, friends, family, people you meet at events, social gatherings, etc. Then you can start with your Gmail, email, and your address book, your Facebook contacts. Connect with those folks on LinkedIn. You can also use the people you may know feature to connect with people on LinkedIn. They'll suggest to you people you may know. Then you want to move to connecting with LIONS or open networkers, LIONS. LinkedIn Open Networker. That's what a LION stands for. These are people who have a large number of connections, like 10,000, 20,000. A lot of recruiters are LIONS, and they love connecting with potential job, because the more people they're connected with, the quicker they can fill their position, right? The larger their network, the faster they find someone. Remember, small net, a little amount of fish. Large net, a whole bunch of fish, okay? So the bigger your network, the more results you'll have. The smaller your network, the smaller your results. Personalize your connection request whenever possible. I will admit that LinkedIn is not a fan of connecting with people you don't know. And they do not endorse connecting with masses of people you don't know. So the strategy that I recommend for my clients that have been successful is connecting with people who you don't know, but you have something in common with them or you have common interests. I cover this in episode 2. So how do you make connections with people you don't know? So I will go into who to connect with based on your goals. Okay, based on your goals for your job search or your business. So if you're in job search mode, I mentioned before, you want to start by searching for, in the search box on LinkedIn, recruiters, talent advisors, sourcers, HR professionals, or industry experts in the industry that you want to go into. In the search results, you want to start with people with whom you already have a connection. So in the search results, there'll be some green font, and it's going to say something like 14 share connections, 21 share connections. The higher that number, the better for your connection potential, right? So then you want to tailor your connection request and connect with people with whom you have a large number of connections in common. And your tailored message can say, hey, you know, I see we have a connection, you know, we have 21 connections in common. I'd love to connect with you and share ideas. Use that to your advantage. On my Facebook page, I will post a screenshot of what this looks like on the Facebook fan page for Ms. Resume Help. And you'll be able to see how that looks in the search results and then connect with those folks in which you have a large connection in common. If you are a college-bound high school student, so parents, I want to give you a little piece of advice. If you have high school students that are going to college or that want to go to college, give them a leg up by creating a LinkedIn profile for them. Help your child and give them greater odds at the college entrance process by creating a LinkedIn profile for them. I'm going to do a whole show about this in the future, so stay tuned and about a future show on high school students and LinkedIn. But connect high school students, you want to connect with college admissions professionals and professors at the universities that you're targeting. In your message, tell them that you want to expand your network at the college or school, and this will help create a positive connection long before you apply. This works beautifully. Trust me. There are people that have had success with this. If you're a college-bound student, I want you to also connect with recruiters, managers, and professionals at the companies that you'd like to work for. Ask them for advice about how to find out about intern opportunities. If you are still in school, maybe a sophomore or a junior. Seniors, I want you to connect with recruiters and managers at the beginning of your senior year, not at the end. Connect no later than 6 months prior to graduation, because if you wait until you graduate, it's too late. Someone's already gotten the job that you want. don't wait until the summer when hiring is at the low all-time low for the year. Hiring is at an all-time high for the year, in the beginning of the year and at the end of the year. So I'll also do a show about college students in LinkedIn because connecting while you're a senior at the beginning creates that positive relationship long before you apply for the job. Okay, so all job seekers up to the director level, I want you to connect with recruiters and HR professionals, sourcers, talent advisors. These are people who are doing the searching for people to hire. You want to be in their search results. So do this by connecting with them. In the search box, search for recruiter, sourcer, talent advisor. Do this all the way up until the director level. Connect with those folks so that you can be in the search results. Senior executive, connect with your peers and make upward connections. At the companies you're targeting, C-levels, connect with board members and other CEOs, venture capitalists, and investors, because the top 5% of Fortune 500 company executives are on LinkedIn, and they use it strictly to make connections for business. So connect with others that are at the C-level, and you'll expand and grow your network. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, connect with potential clients, customers, vendors, suppliers, social media professionals, and bloggers in your industry. Invite them to follow your company pages so that they can be exposed to your business, and use LinkedIn as a marketing tool. I'll also have a show about this for business owners and entrepreneurs. How do you use LinkedIn to grow your business? So we are at the end of the show. We have covered all the bases. Refer to episodes 2 and 6 again if you want to know how to create your LinkedIn profile. And now today I've shown you who to connect with and what do you do now that you've had a LinkedIn profile. Just remember this, that LinkedIn is a viable and valuable tool for your success. And like any tool, it's only as good as you use it. If you're going to spend time on any social media, spend it on the channel that will enhance your career and lead you to success. Let that sink in for a minute. Spend time on the social media channel that will enhance your career and lead you to success. That is LinkedIn, 15 minutes a day. So your task for the week, right, your task for the week is spend at least 15 minutes a day on LinkedIn this week. And I hear you. I hear people already virtually. Holly, I cannot spend 15 minutes on LinkedIn. I don't have that kind of time. Oh, but you do. The average person spends an hour on Facebook a day. How about you cut that hour by 15 minutes and dedicate those 15 minutes to LinkedIn? It will pay off in the long run. And so my career tip of the week is add your core skills from your resume to your LinkedIn profile under the skills section. This will encourage endorsements of your skill set and validate your skill set for the recruiters that are using endorsements as a validation tool for your resume. So if you're a self-proclaimed expert in project management and you've had people endorse you for that skill, chances are you have project management skills. And not only are they self-proclaimed, but they are validated by your network. Okay? And lastly, if any of the tips from my shows help you, if you've listened to the archives and you've done some of the things that I've told you and you've had results, I want you to tell me about it. Tell me if this stuff helps you. Send me an email, holly@msresumehelp.com, or post to the Facebook page or send a tweet at @msresumehelp. The Facebook page is facebook.com/msresumehelp. Let me know if these things help you and how the shows are helping you through your job search. So I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. If you have questions, again, send me that email, holly@msresumehelp.com. I will post show notes to my blog that is msresumehelp.wordpress.com. I will post those at the end of this weekend. And then look for them to appear also on LinkedIn. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Holly Bunn. That's www.linkedin.com/in/Holly Bunn. I will also, I started a group on LinkedIn, and that group is called Career Talk with Holly Bunn. Join the group. The group will get first dibs at the show notes a day before it goes out to the general public and to the blog. I want you to also join the group to join some discussions. I'll be taking surveys and sharing those surveys with recruiters, as well as sharing some of the information through my research that I find on the group. Get involved. If you're not involved in groups on LinkedIn, let Career Talk with Holly Bunn, let that group be the first group that you join. Stay connected with me on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. I am at Ms. Resume Help on Twitter, Ms. Resume Help on Instagram, and Ms. Resume Help on Pinterest. Pinterest has a lot of useful information about what to wear in the job search, useful articles. I love Pinterest. There's a lot of information out there, so visit me on Pinterest, www.pinterest.com/Ms. Resume Help. Next week's show, big show, big topic that has been in the news a lot. So join me next week as I talk about the new hourly wage that is being proposed out there in Congress, what that $15 an hour could mean for you, and salaried employees. The wage laws are changing for you as well. And what does that mean for you? So next week will be hourly versus salary and how the new wage laws apply to you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great rest of the week. This is Holly Bunn with Career Talk with Holly Bunn.